Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. They have a fantastic menu, great food, great variety as well, actually, and a great bar. Fantastic stock of beers and wines and spirits and everything else. And it's just a lovely bar and grill, I have to say. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, why not make it the White Sands Hotel at Portmarnock Beach, literally overlooking the beach. Well worth popping along to and staying. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Hi, AK and Jer, says this message from a lady called Christina. Can you please, please highlight this on your show? Because I want to put this effing restaurant out of business. I was out for dinner with my boyfriend and our two-year-old in, she actually named the restaurant, yesterday. Now, we got this yesterday, so this was actually last Sunday. Anyway, I'm a regular there, and I think yous eat there too. Anyway, my daughter was very cranky that afternoon, and I'll admit she was screaming for a few minutes, but nothing major. I didn't want to bring her outside because my food would go cold. Anyway, the manager comes over to us and asks us if we can keep her from screaming because some customers complained. I've never been so embarrassed in my life. We got up and walked out. Can you name and shame them and let people know that they are not family friendly anymore? I'm still so upset over this. And that's from a lady called Christina. Christina's not a happy camper.
No,
I'm sorry. This was actually Sunday early evening.
We contacted the restaurant yesterday evening to give them a right to reply, because I wanted to name them as well. And Adrian was against it. We'll get into that in a few minutes. They've yet to get back to us because apparently the manager who was on shift that particular day,
Sunday evening,
is now away on holiday. So the person who answered the phone was not aware that this happened. I assume there wasn't an official complaint made. But I think she is, I mean, stayed away. Christina's a see you next Tuesday. Message just came in. No, she's not. And I was...
Sorry, do you think it's okay for a child to scream uncontrollably in a restaurant?
That's what kids do.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be in a restaurant.
I was shocked when we put this up on our Facebook page. I was shocked by the replies. I presume everybody replying has no kids. Because the lack of empathy and the lack of understanding that most of you have towards what happened to Christina is absolutely disgusting. And I'll tell you why.
Disgusting?
You're all hypocrites, because if the same thing happened to your kid, you'd be doing the exact same thing. You'd be on here bitching and moaning with us. So...
The fact of the matter is that any parent with any respect for other people in a restaurant will take the child, lift them up and walk out the door.
I wouldn't for the exact same reason. I wouldn't because...
You just sit there and have the child scream down.
If I'd ordered a filet mignon, say a lovely steak, and it was on the table and it was still hot with the pepper sauce, I wouldn't want that gun cold that I was after paying for.
So you'd literally sit there while your child is screaming?
Yeah, child tantrums never last for longer than 5 minutes or whatever.
But I'm sitting there eating my filet mignon and I don't want to be listening to that.
Yeah, we've both eaten in this restaurant.
Yes.
It's in the city centre.
Yes.
Adrian will not allow us to name it at the moment.
Why would you name it? Because the manager came over and said, we've had complaints about your child. Any chance you can stop the child crying? That's all he said.
You wouldn't do that on a plane. So why?
A plane is a different scenario because you can't get off a plane.
No, but why wouldn't you?
You can walk out the door of a restaurant.
You shouldn't have to walk out the door of a restaurant.
Why not? And calm the child down.
This whole thing.
This is all to do with manners.
No, it's all to do with this old thing, which I always hated that expression, children should be seen, not heard, which is absolute bullshit.
They should.
No, they shouldn't. It's easy knowing you don't have young kids.
So you're telling me that if you were in that situation on a Sunday evening.
I wouldn't get up off my seat. If that's
you would sit
me.
There and let the child scream the house down to the point that it's even disturbing your own dinner.
No, I would try and I've never, sometimes my youngest, Jesus, she has tantrums like you would not believe. I've never walked out of a restaurant and I wouldn't.
Well, I would complain about it.
No,
because I paid good money to sit there and eat my fillet steak or whatever it is I'm eating. I don't want to be listening to
Well, in the same way, and I've seen you doing this in restaurants, I don't think it's any less annoying than people talking on their mobile phone.
I don't do that in the restaurant.
I've seen you do.
No, you haven't. I don't.
No, you stopped doing it because your wife gave you a clipper in the
years. And she was right.
Do it again, but you used to do it all the time.
Years ago.
No, it doesn't matter. I just think the restaurant behaved appallingly. How dare you tell a
go
parent.
Over to a customer. So, let's imagine it was an older child running around the place, running riot around the place. Leave them at it.
This attitude.
So, hang on for one second. The manager comes over and says to the parent, I'm sorry, your child is running around the restaurant. Would you mind stopping? That's outrageous. My child will do whatever they want. No.
That's what I don't get.
Children need to behave.
That's what I don't get. All these parents who are not siding with Christina, yeah? You're the exact same Karens who, as soon as somebody criticises your parenting, you'd lose your... Nobody wants to be told how to parent their child, yeah? Would you agree?
Yes, I would,
Nobody wants to be told how to parent a child. How dare they?
But they weren't being told... She wasn't being told how to parent her child. All she was being told... Well, you shut the fucking child up, for God's sake. Customers are very upset about this.
The restaurant specialises...
You're not going to name it, no.
It specialises in pizza.
This restaurant has done absolutely nothing wrong.
Specializes in pizza.
Having heard what this restaurant did, I would be more inclined to go there. Because
you have been there.
I know, I'm more inclined to go back.
In fact, we went there, it was a business kind of lunch the last time we were there.
It was.
Now, granted, it was during the week and there was nobody there. But this restaurant is not, it's not in the Shelburne Hotel.
But it's nice enough.
Does pizzas.
It's nice, it does more than pizzas now. Relax there.
I'm just saying...
You're not going to identify this restaurant, because anyway, even if you do, I'll just edit it out of the podcast so it won't be heard.
I'm not going to, but they do pizzas.
Loads of places do pizzas.
I certainly, after hearing her story, I wouldn't be going back there. I won't go anywhere where...
Well, having heard her story, I'm more inclined to go back there.
I won't go anywhere that treats children like second-class citizens. Brush them under the car, put them in.
Hang on, phone. Again, I'm going to ask you, is it okay then for children to run riot around a restaurant?
No, that's completely wrong.
But that's antisocial behaviour, so is crying.
Completely wrong and different.
It's antisocial.
Completely wrong.
It's upsetting other customers. Jer is kicking off this conversation.
Jeremy, you are so wrong. Come on now. You got your kids screaming and shouting or running around and being a general nuisance. Nobody wants to look at it. Nobody wants to hear them. We couldn't care less. Get your kids the hell out of our sight and out of our earshot. And my wee fellow was making noise and crying and screaming. I take him straight out the door. I don't want anybody to be annoyed. I don't want anybody's experience spoiled by my kid because I can't control my child. And equally, when I go out or we go out without our kid, there's nothing worse than listening to everybody else's kids run around and being a pain in the hole. Get over yourself and your cold steak. Too bad about you. Take them out.
Now, that message that I played from Jer, she's basically telling you to get a grip of yourself. She does not want to listen to your screaming kids. And obviously you've had this incident where your kids are screaming in a restaurant and you just sat there.
Well, no, not all three of them.
Fingers up to everybody.
No, we were at a buffet restaurant there last week.
Yeah.
And the youngest, Jesus, kids are supposed to, kids can't control their emotions. That's why they're kids. Yeah,
that's why they shouldn't be in restaurants.
And my 2-year-old did have a meltdown at one stage.
Yeah.
Where she was.
Well, you should have taken her out of the restaurant.
No, bullshit. Absolutely.
In fact, restaurants should have child-free areas.
No, bullshit.
Why? What's bullshit about that? Restaurants should have child-free areas. Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter.
Hey, Adrian, how are you getting on?
I'm good, thanks. Well, what's your view on this? Is the restaurant within its rights to go to a customer and say, can you please stop the child crying? We're having complaints.
No, look, I'm assuming good afternoon to both of you. I'm assuming that it's a family-friendly, orientated restaurant.
It is. No, this is important. This is important to this story. Except this was after 7 o'clock on Sunday evening, so it would be a lot less children.
Look, it's different. All right, listen, it's different if the child is running around all over the place and banging off things. Yeah, you grow up and you live. You discipline your children. You don't let them get away with that.
What's the difference, though?
Look, because children cry, Adrian. That's the difference.
I'm aware that they cry. Hang on. Of course I know that they cry. But... Did you hear the voice note I played a second ago? She's basically arguing that, yes, they cry, and when they do, you pick them up and you walk out the door and try try and calm
and
them down.
If the child was going incentively for fucking hours on end, you'd say, yeah, but if it's a 5 minute little outburst, the manager could have just said to the people that were complaining, listen, I'll have a word and see what we can do. We'll do our best to sort it out. But you don't alienate people and make them feel bad for bringing their children out. I mean, you'd be the first one to say people that don't bring their children out neglect them, blah, okay, blah, 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 blah.
I have to assume, I have to assume for the purposes of this conversation that the child was crying for quite some time. Long enough for a customer to call the manager over to make a complaint and for that manager then to go over to the mother and report that complaint. So that has to have taken a while.
Hold on a second. But going by your attitude there, Adrian, it wouldn't have taken long at all. You'd have been straight up giving out the minute the child started crying.
Like a life.
The way. That's what I'm saying. So it might have been 2 minutes, might have been 5 minutes, might have been 7 minutes. It doesn't matter. The child was crying, like I said. And any parent, when the child is crying, and you know this because you have children, does everything they can to stop that child from crying, no matter where it is. They don't just leave them sitting there bawling their head off.
But one of the things to make life a little bit more palatable for everybody else is to take the child out of the building and try and calm them down.
Or even could just be a little bit of decency around that lady. When I look at Jesus, she's struggling there. Just leave her alone. Hope she gets it sorted.
Meanwhile, you know, I'm trying to eat my dinner, and all I can hear is.
It has to have taken
a couple of minutes for of crying before the person even complained.
And how would that upset
But according to the text, she wasn't crying for long, and you're just making an assumption now, adding time on, you don't know was there. Half an hour, fair enough. But if the child is crying for a couple of minutes, I mean, you'll be the first one to say, you know, parenting is hard work, children are hard work, we all should be getting along better to help each other out. I think the decent thing to do there is just leave that lady alone and hopefully she sorts this thing out, or ask the manager, is there anything that we can do to help? The manager should have asked.
Okay,
customer service.
And as well, the point that Jonathan made, which is absolutely right, is that, Adrian, no parent wants their kid to be behaving like that. God knows, when my kids have meltdowns, I do whatever it takes to try and stop
whatever
them.
Whatever you can. You do whatever you can.
But one of the things that you can do. One of the things that you can do to pacify the situation is to lift the child up and walk out the door and get them to calm
down. And every time then you go out somewhere with your children and you cry, you pick them up and leave.
If they're disturbing,
if they're disturbing other people, yes. Or you can teach them in the moment that that's not acceptable in the place you're in, whatever way you go about it. But you can't go up and leave places every time your child cries somewhere that people are looking at you funny. Like I said, they're children, and if that restaurant allowed that family into that restaurant after 7 o'clock, they're willing to take the money. But what they should have just said there was anything we can do to help. We'll keep your food warm.
Obviously, they're hoping that the kids behave themselves. You see, here's the thing, Jonathan. Slightly older kids love nothing more than running around the place, chasing each other and everything else.
But that's fairly different. That's fairly different to what you're talking about, though. That's fairly different to the argument to the conversation. Because children running around is actively getting in people's spaces and causing a disturbance. Child sitting at a table crying.
And crying isn't causing a disturbance.
It's unpleasant, but children cry. And you can do, like I said, she's sitting there having a dinner. The staff could have come over and asked, look, would you like us to keep your food warm? Do you want to take them aside for a second or something? Just help the lady rather than come over and just basically keep her quiet and get the fuck out.
Stay there for a second. I don't know if anybody's going to go over and offer to help.
Come back into work.
The manager
went over to give out to them. So, I mean, they could have just averted the situation by upsetting everyone and asked the lady, is there anything they can do to help the situation rather than just dare the ultimatum, quiet the child or leave. Children cry, Adrian. That's just all there is. And like I said, they're willing to take the family and accept their money.
No, but Adrian is... Adrian is typical, Jonathan, of a father with grown-up kids. Like he's a... In the same way that Adrian, since you give up the cigarettes, you completely forget about what it's like to be a smoker. You forget what it's like to have young kids. So you don't... You can't relate to having young kids anymore. And I've noticed this from you. You hate being around young kids.
I hate being around young kids not behaving themselves. Okay, it's a big difference.
I'm around long enough to remember what your kids were like when they were precocious little brats. No, but they were. They were at some stage. They were.
They weren't.
They were precocious little brats at some stage.
I certainly didn't sit in a restaurant and let them scream the house down and just ignore everybody else in the restaurant.
So
they
never had a meltdown in public?
In a restaurant? No. Yeah. No.
Don't believe that for one second.
And if they did, I would up and leave.
And again, just to reiterate, this restaurant, which I'm not going to name... Jonathan was asking, are they child friendly? They literally, when you sit at the table, they hand out kids' menus. That's how child friendly they're.
This was on Sunday evening when there would have been no kids there. Okay, it was on Sunday evening.
So let's ban kids on a Sunday.
Well, in fact, there should be hours that kids aren't allowed into restaurants.
Jesus Christ. My kids have been in restaurants at 7 o'clock on a Sunday because maybe we've been out for the day. Would you stop banning kids?
Ban the kids. Where am I going now? Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess? Well, Jess, I'm arguing that this restaurant was right to ask the mother to quieten the child down. What do you think?
No, 100%. And the fact she's there, like, I didn't want my food to get cold. You sound like a more spoiled brat than your screaming child.
And Jeremy clearly said the exact same
take
thing.
2 minutes. Lift your child and go outside. 2 minutes. That's all it takes, Jeremy.
You shouldn't have to get up.
No,
listen to me.
I can hear your screaming brat.
Again, here we go. Another person who doesn't have kids trying to tell me how I should raise my kids.
But may not have kids, but is a patron in the restaurant that you're in. And I'm entitled to sit there and enjoy my meal without having to listen to a screaming child that sounds like a fire alarm.
Okay, why do all of us have to get punished just because you don't want to take a child outside in 5 minutes to calm down? Why should we all get punished?
Okay, I went to a restaurant there about 3 weeks ago in town, a steak restaurant in town. Myself and my missus were in town. We said, let's sit down and go to this steak restaurant because we heard lovely things about it. We sat down at our table, Jess, okay? And beside us, there was a table of six. So it was just myself and herself talking, and beside us there was a table of six. And there were six girls who were obviously having their annual meet-up. So six girls, I'd say, in their late 20s.
And cackling like lunatics.
Cackling. Oh, how you serious? Oh, my God. For the whole hour, they just kept on taking photographs of their food and hugging each other and over the top, screaming.
Did it annoy you?
Absolutely. Yeah, but I didn't complain about it.
It annoyed you, didn't it?
Yeah, but I didn't complain about it. Would I have been right to say, sorry, can you tell those girls to keep the noise down? No, you're in a public.
Why didn't you go over to the table and say, look, can you stop shouting like hyenas?
Okay, all right. That's like going to a swimming pool and saying, can you stop splashing the water there? I don't want water in my eyes. Would you cop on?
Yes, it is. If you want your child to go screaming, take them to the leisure place. Don't be
children
bringing them to a
scream. They can't control their
emotions.
Okay,
but if your children are the sort of children
how are they meant to learn to control their emotions if you don't take them outside and say,
if your children are the type of children that scream and have meltdowns regularly, then don't bring them to restaurants.
Not suitable customers
for a restaurant.
Did she not even say, though, that her child's husband was cranky all afternoon and still decided, let's go to a restaurant even though my child has been in the horror
all day? Out of sorts, yeah. Kids are out of sorts sometimes.
Yeah, but then don't go to a restaurant with them.
Don't go outside and have dinner at home.
Okay, let me put something to both of you now, and I know the answer before I even say this. Supposing, let's twist this story around a tiny bit. Now, this isn't the case, but supposing she said in that message that her child had autism.
What are you getting at?
Look, silence.
Well, I know a parent with autism.
I know a
parent with an autistic child who doesn't go to restaurants for the very reason that they can't control their child when they're out.
Well, you shouldn't. And again, the reason I'm saying that
this parent makes that decision themselves.
My friend who has a child with autism, and he's non-verbal, but sometimes he does make very, very loud noises. She brings him out, and why shouldn't she? Why shouldn't she bring him out? So you were saying, let's keep children.
Okay, but in this case, talking about a child with autism. No, we're talking about a child having a meltdown.
No, but I'm supposing that child.
And she said, my child was out of sorts that day. Her exact words was very cranky.
Okay,
very cranky.
If your child
is going to be very cranky.
Jeff had autism, would you have a different opinion?
I would still like to think that the parent would try and control and calm down the child.
Oh, God. Jess, have you ever tried to control a child to calm down a child? No.
No. I'm trying to control my nasal route, and it's even makes as much of a wind. I tell her to cut it out. I'm like, you can cut it out or we're going home. And she immediately stops then because she knows I'm in business. I was like, you can keep it up or you can go home without dinner.
Do me a favour, Jess. Stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Jeremy wants to name and shame this particular restaurant in Dublin City Centre because they approached a mother and asked the mother to stop the child crying. The child was crying for, we don't know how long, but long enough for somebody to complain and for the manager to react and go to this mother. Jeremy wants to name and shame the restaurant. I'm not having any of it because I think the restaurant were dead right. Let me bring in, sorry, what?
And
what,
all
what?
I'm saying is, if this was a slightly different story where it was a mother with a child with autism on a plane and the cabin crew told her to keep the child down, you'd all be on the mother's side.
A plane is different. You can't remove yourself from a plane. You can remove yourself from a restaurant.
Why should you have to?
Robbie!
The fact that Jeremy says that he wouldn't go to that restaurant again because, and he doesn't have young kids, that's a good thing, because you don't want fucking young kids when you're in a restaurant screaming. You're out there to enjoy a meal and you're paying good money for a meal. You know, and that's just going to ruin the night.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
Hi, good, thanks.
Now, Laura, what's your view on this? Is a restaurant within its rights to say to a customer, can you please keep your child quiet?
Sorry, before you ask Laura the question, Adrian, yeah. Why don't you tell her child to be quiet in the background there?
Because I'm not in the room.
Relax.
No, I'm just saying.
No, Jeremy, I'm not sitting.
He's a human and he has a right to make noise.
I am, yes.
He's
in his own house, Jeremy. No, stop being so ridiculous.
Adrian doesn't want to hear your keyboard. To quote Adrian, he doesn't want to hear your little brass. That's what he says.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you just...
I am not having dinner right now.
You see, that's the thing. Like, that's my point, to see all sides of it. But they're little humans. I think they have a right to go out. The family has a right to go out and enjoy a meal. I don't think they should be alienated, isolated, or picked on if that is the case and the child is crying. But I think within reason. I think if the child is screaming to the point where it's disturbing people, then it's the parents' responsibility to take the child out and calm them
but
down.
But obviously, in this particular case, the child was disturbing people in the restaurant because somebody made a complaint.
Yeah. I actually kind of missed a lot of what the woman had said, so I kind of came in a bit late. So
she said she went to the restaurant and her child, before they even went there, was very cranky. I'll admit she was screaming for a few minutes, but nothing major. Now, that's what she's saying. But it was major enough for somebody to complain to the manager and for the manager to come over and tell her about the complaint and ask her to take the child out.
Yeah, I think that someone had mentioned earlier as well, though, the management could have handled it better. I think there is a way of saying things to people and about the kids. Like, they could have offered to maybe even take the food and keep it warm from them. There's probably a way to approach situations like that. And I don't think they handled it well if they made her feel upset, the parent as well, and wanting to leave straight away. I see all sides of it, but I think there has to be a certain level of acceptance.
Okay, but let me ask you then, have you ever been in a situation, wherever it is, in a restaurant?
Last week, literally, I was sitting in a restaurant last week. There was a young child, let's say she was 2 or 3, having an absolute meltdown. That's why I see all sides. At first, I was like, oh God, you know, looking over.
Poor thing,
And then it was starting to annoy me. I was thinking, Jesus, come on. Like, Joe, I was getting irritated. But I just had to accept it. I'm a parent myself. The child was clearly upset. You know, I sucked it up. But like, the parents weren't, like, you know, they gave her a tablet, they helped her, they soothed the child. They weren't running out the door. And they weren't overly trying to soothe the child either. I don't think they really cared. So I see also it was getting irritating. But I think as well, especially when you're a parent yourself, you know, they're probably embarrassed and the child's obviously struggling.
But you're saying they were probably embarrassed. If they were that embarrassed, they'd have hopped up and walked out the door. And that's just the fact of it. And you know that, Laura. And okay, it's one thing when it's your own child listening to a child screaming. But when it's somebody else's child, it eventually, just like a fire alarm going off nonstop, it eventually becomes really irritating, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, look, to be honest, it did a little bit. But I still don't think, I still wouldn't agree with the management going over and saying they had to leave either. So
no, she didn't. The manager came over and asked if we can keep her from screaming because some customers complained. That's what she said. That's not saying get out.
But it kind of is, though, isn't it, really? It's given a big hint. Like, how can you stop a child screaming? I don't know how old that child is, but, like, how can you...
He's 2.
You can't necessarily stop them there and then, especially not 2-year-old with tantrums.
Yeah, I agree with you. These people who don't have kids, and you obviously do have a kid, Laura, I can hear them in the background. These people who don't have kids think that babies have a switch off, that you can just switch off the...
No, they do. It's called the door. You can walk out the door.
Supposing
that switched it off.
Sorry, actually, it was raining on Sunday. It was a rainy day.
Yeah, but that particular restaurant actually has a canopy out the front.
By the way, Laura, Adrian has been listening to your child screaming in the background and hasn't got an oil. No, but he hasn't got an oil
because
yet,
I'm not,
which
after
proves,
paying a fortune
which
for my dinner.
Absolutely proves that you can tolerate a child screaming.
No, but the best part of Laura being on the phone is I just have to press this button. and I can't hear her child. Look,
the point is, you were able
actually,
to.
Actually, he's laughing as well. He's in a good form. He's not giving. He's not screaming the place down either. But look.
But do you not agree? Do you not agree, Lauren? I get this all the time now, going on flights. Do you not agree that parents get treated like second-class citizens? I see it when we're going on holidays on the plane and we have three kids.
Oh, I don't want to sit near you.
And you see the do you see the passengers going on with you, and they're looking at you going as if to say, "I don't want to sit beside you."
And I'm telling you, I don't.
You see, I'm playing devil's advocate here, because even though I wouldn't say anything, and I'd sit there and suck it up, it would still irritate me. Like,
you know, and that's the point I'm trying to make, that it's not, when it's not your child, the noise of a child screaming is extremely irritating. It's just like I said a second ago, a fire alarm that just keeps going on and on and on and on and on eventually will irritate the daylights out of you.
I just think there's a certain level you have to suck it up as a person if a baby's upset. But then I also think it is the parents' responsibility to
correct.
That child as best they can, do something with them to... for everybody else's sake as
but
well.
Again, is it any different to the steakhouse I was in a couple of weeks ago with the six girls screaming their head off for an hour?
And eventually that can become annoying enough that you tell them to really keep it down.
No one's going to tell a table of people, sorry, don't talk so loud.
What if they were over the top in their noise? Yes, you would.
No, they weren't over the top, they were just loud women.
You see, there I think that they should be told to keep it down a lot quicker than kids should be.
Yeah,
they're
thank
adults,
you.
They have cop on, you know, they are affecting people. I definitely think a manager would be okay to go over to them and say, look, we just keep it down a little bit.
Yeah, so basically what you're saying, Laura, is Adrian is completely in the wrong. Thank you very much.
No, she understands.
No, she's actually said Adrian is in the wrong.
She didn't say that.
I see all sides.
She sees all sides.
You have to have a bit of compassion.
She found herself getting irritated herself with a child recently. So, and Laura, like I said, with your child making noise in the background isn't bothering me at all because I'm not out for a night having a lovely meal.
Yeah, that's it. That's the other side of people are paying and they want to go out and enjoy themselves too and not be irritated. Like I said, I think there's a bit of compassion and then it is down to the parents to try.
Although Laura, an L soother wouldn't go astray now.
You don't like soothers.
Sorry, what?
You don't like soothers.
No, I don't like soothers. I hate soothers. Hate soothers.
Why do you shove them in your child's gob?
But it wouldn't go astray, Laura. That's all I'm saying. An L soother.
That's it.
Good luck, Laura. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's have another listen to the child there. Go on. Oh, she's gone.
Oh, she's gone.
But like I said, I just have to press that button and it cuts the child off. I wish you had that in a restaurant. Just press a little red button. Let me bring in more of your opinions.
I'll be honest with you. If I went to the restaurant in the Shelbourne, whatever it's called, it's the only posh restaurant I can think of, or Flanagan's.
Shanahan's on the Green.
Sorry, Shanahan's on the Green, that's the name. If I went to Shanahan's on the Green where I'm paying €180 million for
a
steak.
But you think you've a right to walk in there with your child screaming as well?
No, that's not what I'm going to say. If I was going to one of these places, I would say to myself, okay, that's fair enough. I'm after paying big money for, I'm paying £100 for a steak. That's a different place. But when you go to this particular restaurant, close to naming it.
You're not going to name it. I'll just edit it out of the podcast, so you're wasting your time.
If you're going to this particular
restaurant
that specialises in pizza and does a lovely
tiramisu. They serve pizza.
And do a lovely tiramisu as well. If you're going to this restaurant, you kind of expect it's a family restaurant, kids are going to be involved, blah, 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 blah. Yeah? But if I was going to Shanahan's on the Green... Yeah.
What's the difference, though? No, what's the difference if somebody wealthy walks into Shanahan's on the Green with a screaming two-year-old?
Well, the difference is, in the same way, if you go to see...
Only because you can't afford to go to Shanahan's on the Green with your kids.
No, the point is, if you go to the cinema this evening...
And there's kids screaming in the cinema, I'd go ballistic as well.
Yeah, but if you went to see an adult movie today in the cinema, an over-15s movie, and there were kids screaming in the cinema, you'd say, why the fuck? But if you went to see Despicable Me in the cinema...
Yeah. And there's a child screaming.
Well, I was at the premiere of Despicable Me a couple of weeks ago. Last week, actually, it was, And great movie, but it was all kids throwing popcorn at each other and screaming and laughing at the thing. It was a family event.
That's different with the child having a meltdown.
No, there were kids.
There wasn't, because you wouldn't have tolerated that.
What I'm trying to say here, you're very stupid.
I'm trying to listen to the minions here, please.
No, you're very stupid. You're deliberately playing stupid here. What I'm trying to say is it's called expectation. Expectation. So when you go to a place that hands out, by the way, kids' menus, that has baby seats in the restaurant, that has plastic cups for the kids to drink, you will expect...
That doesn't...
it does.
Okay, it's a kid-friendly restaurant. Just let the kids run around the place, jumping up and down on the chairs, walking on the tables, causing mayhem. Like that restaurant that you go to regularly.
No, I completely...
It's a shithole.
I completely agree with you. When I was a waiter one time, and let this be a warning. Sean, stay there for a sec. We're going to come to you in a sec. No, I'll give you a warning after the break. Are we doing a break now?
In a sec, yeah.
I'll give you the warning now. Be very careful when you go to restaurants about letting your kids run around, which a lot of you do. And I'll tell you why. When I was a waiter many, many years ago in a past life, I was coming out of the kitchen with two hot bowls of soup in the restaurant I worked in, which you remember, in Donnybrook. And I was holding, now the soup was fucking piping. You could see the soup bubbling up. It was very hot soup. And just as I was walking by, a kid ran up unsupervised and bumped into me, and the soup went over the kid. Now, thankfully, we were able to, the child was wearing a loose top, like a car, I can't even, but I still remember to this day, I think it was a hoodie, but we were able to get the cardigan off before the soup, because what happens with soup is, because soup has a certain thing in it, soup will stick to skin. It literally stick to your skin and burn through your skin. The child would have been destroyed for life, but thankfully the child was saved by the hoodie. And how could I have lived with myself having done that? But the point
but
is...
But you tell that story, and yet the restaurant that you used to go to, I don't know if you go to much anymore, is an absolute hellhole with kids running riot around the place.
Not my kids.
Everyone else's
we
kids.
We bring iPads.
Oh, that's another day's work.
That keeps them quiet.
Aaron!
How are you, lads? Come here. The onus is on the parent. Their child is the one causing the disturbance. People are out paying for their meal. I can't walk over and pick up the child and bring them out. I'm arrested for that.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
Oh, yeah. I think that very young children should only be allowed in McDonald's and Burger King, to be honest with you.
I'm not far behind you there now, I have to say. Yeah, McDonald's, Burger King, maybe KFC.
Oh yeah, let's all have fat kids. That's what we need.
But sure, this place, they're eating pizzas anyway. So what's the difference?
So kids should be banned from decent restaurants?
Basically, yeah, very young kids are. If they're well behaved, then I see no problem. But obviously, if you're going out to enjoy a meal and these kids are screaming, then obviously I agree with leaving and being very upset.
Have you ever had that experience, Sean, with a child just incessantly screaming to the point that you're nearly pulling your hair out?
Multiple times, yeah.
And it's awful, isn't it?
Yeah, very awful.
Okay,
very annoying.
Again, Sean, you don't have kids yourself.
What's that got to do with anything?
Because he doesn't know what it's
because thing. I should imagine that if and when you have kids, Sean, you would do the responsible thing and take the child out of the restaurant.
Well, Sean,
yeah, take him outside.
Yeah,
and well, see, try to calm them down. Yeah,
well, no, 100%. Okay, a couple of things here, Sean. I'm going to school you now. A couple of things here. First of all, my
patronizing
children.
Prick.
Yeah, my children have as much right to be in that restaurant as you do, and if not more. Because secondly, families. Yeah, spend more money in a restaurant than you do, Sean. If you're going to the restaurant, you're going with your girlfriend or whatever, you're probably paying 50 quid for a meal.
Hang on,
shut up for a second.
So it is okay behave in an antisocial way.
A family of five that we have go to a restaurant, the bill is double.
I'm more important than you.
The bill is double what you're...
Okay, but
Sean,
the restaurant's going to lose more customers.
Absolutely.
Because your
little rugrat's causing mayhem, screaming the house down, I will not go there again. And the restaurant that you used to go to is a classic example of the sort of place I wouldn't darken the door of the place again, because kids just run riot in the place. It's a horrible kip. I'm surprised you even go there. It's because of children misbehaving that I wouldn't go there again.
My point is, Sean, I pay double what you pay in the restaurant. So it'll cost...
Yeah, but everyone's going to be leaving after you pay, so what's the difference?
So hang on, you pay more. And that allows antisocial behaviour, because that's what this is, by the way. This is as antisocial as children running riot around a restaurant.
That's exactly what antisocial is.
Restaurants are going to lose business over you as well. So it's not really good for the restaurant either.
Well, no, that particular restaurant that we're talking about today, that shall not be named.
Neither of them, especially the kip that you used to go to or still go to.
I have been there a couple of times. I won't be going back to that place if I know that's because I would be so embarrassed.
And yes, you go back to the place where kids run riot around the place.
But they're not my kids. I don't care if other people's kids run riot. Let them. There's certain... When you go to a restaurant, Sean, you know that kids exist, by the way, lads. Kids exist.
I know, there's a time and a place for them.
No, there's not a time and a place for them.
There is. I agree with you, Sean.
Who doesn't have kids?
Kids should be restricted to fast food restaurants.
Yeah, let's make them all fat.
McDonald's it is for the kiddies.
That's what we need, fat kids.
Another Sean has been in touch with us.
Jeremy, I think you're being a bit of a prat here. People are paying good money. Most of these restaurants can be quite expensive. They're paying good money to go out and enjoy the meal, not to sit there and listen to some little brat screeching and screaming. And I also think you're being a bit of a fool for bringing comparing it to a child with autism, like a child with autism, most of them aren't going to understand a lot of the shit you're saying. Whereas a child who doesn't have autism knows the difference between right and wrong. So when you tell them, stop acting up, they need to stop acting up. I've had that issue with my own child. I've had to take her out of the cinema because of her acting up, you know, and I told her she wouldn't go back in until she stops the nonsense. Like, people are paying money to go to these places. I understand kids act up and whatever, but you need to tell, you need to, like, get them to behave properly. Do you know what I mean? Have a good one.
All right, Sean, think you're being an absolute prat.
You completely missed the point I was trying to make, Sean. The reason I mentioned the autism thing is to call out the hypocrisy of people. And I'm saying is, if Christina said in her message that her child had autism, you would all be singing a different tune, because you cannot control... I'm going to say this very slowly, Sean, so you get it into your skull. You cannot control a child's outbursts when they have autism.
I agree with you 100%. However, as
similarly,
I said, I know of parents with an autistic child who just don't go to a restaurant because their child doesn't.
Never be ashamed to bring your child anywhere if they have autism. Similarly, a two-year-old child. Adrian, it's about, like, the last time you had a two-year-old child, wham, we're in the charts. So sit back on this one. If you have a two-year-old child, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They can't control
I'm not arguing emotions. That point.
Okay? That's the point I'm making.
Take them out. Take them out the door and let them calm down.
Supposing it's that particular restaurant that she's talking about, yeah?
Yeah.
Have you been? You've been outside. You obviously have been outside. Yeah. No canopies out there.
There is a canopy.
No, there's
outside
not.
That one, there is.
There wasn't.
There is.
Last time I was there.
There is.
There wasn't.
There's even tables outside. Let's bring in Neil on this.
Lads, I remember years ago with my kids, when we go for a meal, myself, the wife, and, you know, all the families and that, and if any of the kids started, you know, hitting off, like, you know, screaming or when settling, I used to bring them out for a walk, and that was the end of it. Let the wife have a meal in peace or whatever. Now, these days, the kids take me out for a walk.
Thanks, Neil. Chris, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Chris?
Hi, good, Adrian. I just have a quick point in regards to it. Does it not symbolise, like, do the child not mimic the parents' behaviour in general? So they're not licking it off a stone to be acting out, you know? And in regards to the management, generally, do they not have a facilitate, if they're a family catering restaurant, to actually entertain children? So
to entertain them?
Yeah, like, generally, if she's gone over for a complaint, was it a family-friendly restaurant? What was the concept of the restaurant?
It would be what I would call family friendly, yes. But this was on a Sunday evening, and regardless of how family friendly it is, the fact is the restaurant got a complaint.
Like a complaint of other people.
Correct,
who are doing
about the noise.
Mm. Like in that contrast, you can't really do nothing there. Like, it's a child. Did the child have food in front of them? Oh.
I would class this as a fairly family-friendly restaurant, but as I said, a restaurant that got a complaint about the noise of the child.
But you're asking, was the food on the table when this happened? Yes, the food was on the table.
Yeah, so they're paying customers
as
well. Yeah,
100%.
They have a right to eat out too, with their child, you know, and in regards to whether Saoirse and Fergal want to make a complaint, you know, that's totally up to them. Maybe they should go somewhere else. You know, because if it is a family-friendly restaurant, they should go somewhere more exclusive. Because I highly doubt it was someone, like another family, complaining about the child.
Let me ask you then, if you were in a restaurant and there's a child at a nearby table and the child for minutes on end is... Wah! 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 I mean, yeah. I can keep going. If I keep that up for 5 minutes, you'll soon hang up the phone. You won't sit there listening to me.
Well, true, yeah, that's like what's the most annoying sound in the world.
And it is a child crying. It is. I know, Jeremy, you're saying, oh, well, children cry. I know they cry, but don't try and tell me it's not an annoying sound, especially when it's not your own child.
I 100% agree, but what time was this at? Because generally they have signs, don't they? Like,
this was after 7 o'clock on Sunday evening. Well,
that's down to the parents then. Definitely down to the parents.
The parents should have upped and left. That's the point that I'm... I'm not saying leave. Just walk out the door for a couple of minutes. Nobody told them to leave. Nobody asked them to leave.
Get the doggy bag and go, isn't it?
But telling a parent how to parent their child is...
That's not telling the parent how to parent their child. Yes. That is merely saying, we have a bit of an issue here with the noise of your child. Could you perhaps remove the child until the child calms down and then come back in and sit down and eat your dinner?
No, that's it. No.
Yeah. And is there any age of the child? How old was
two.
Well, definitely that child should have been in bed. Realistically. You know what I mean? Half seven.
And the fact of the matter is, Jeremy, some children, shouldn't go to restaurants because they don't know how to behave.
Sorry, lads.
That's down to the parents.
That is totally down to the parents.
They do mimic your behaviour at the end of the day. And if you're a child of 2 years of age getting dragged from pillar to post at 7:30 on a Sunday, it's not going to go down well, is it?
No, and there are times where we've been out and you can see the kids are a bit tetchy. And my wife will turn around and say, "Let's go straight home."
That's exactly the point.
But this is it. That's the point. I do get it.
By her own admission, said
she said, "I wouldn't like to be
before food, she even went to the restaurant. Her child was cranky. Shouldn't she have said, look, we won't go to the restaurant tonight because she's a bit cranky?'"
Well, lads, I've just been sent a link by a couple of listeners, and it is the same person of this woman, Christina. She's after leaving a review on Google reviews. I didn't even know what Google reviews were.
Jesus, welcome to 2024.
I don't leave reviews on restaurants. Anyway, she's after leaving a 1 out of 5 review under the restaurant on Google reviews. "Do not go here if you have children." And then she goes on, the same thing she sent to us. She's gone fucking mad on Google reviews. Now, I don't have a problem with her doing that, do you?
No.
So you don't have a problem with her leaving a...
No, not at all. No.
But you didn't want us to name the restaurant. You didn't want
I don't want you to name the restaurant. No,
but I'm saying, but it's okay to leave the... She gave them 1 out of 5 stars. Isn't that okay then? So she's basically told people, listen, don't go to that restaurant if you have kids. You'll be disappointed. Now, she does say... She does say we were treated like second-class citizens.
Oh, stop. You wouldn't get up off your arse and take the child out the door for a minute.
She starts off the review by saying, "Big choice of pizzas with lots of toppings." However... Oh, 1 out of 5 stars.
Well, I'm going to go on to that exact same Google reviews and I'm going to give them a 5.
No, because then everybody will know the restaurant you're talking about. They'd be searching Adrian Kennedy reviews.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening
A lot, most of the people who are on today don't have young kids. All your kids are
Close. You're not entitled to an opinion about that.
All I'm saying is...
Why don't you keep doing that?
No.
Because eventually it will go through your brain so much that you'll storm out the door.
Pinky in the brain.
Okay?
Okay.
Stop your little brats
screaming.
One
more time. No. Well, first of all, no kid screams like they smoke 40 a day.
I haven't smoked 40 a day for years.
Just say, you still sound like you have.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new podcast, which is most weekday afternoons. If a child cries like that, you'd have the child put down.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for listening. We will catch you on the next Opinions Matter.